Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Balance of Power. This is the second Dark Side episode, but I got to figure out a better way to name this stuff because it's going to get confusing real quick. And yep. I can't even remember just when they're normal.
Episode 3 or is it episode 2 of the Dark Side part of the show?
I don't know.
Who even knows anymore?
It's episode 2 of the Dark Side, 3 of the show. Yeah. So there you go. Let's find. We're just gonna, you know, we're not gonna find out what we've been up to. Jesse, can you just show off your outfit?
Oh, I don't have an outfit.
That don't fit?
Look at this. Oh yeah. So first off, I have the little badge because I'm a captain. Okay. Also, I have gloves. So my gloves, after wearing them a long time, I discovered here's the problem. These gloves, right? Mankind, whatever this bit is called, human beings, help me out here. Like your finger connectors,
webbing.
Your weapon, whatever it is. These gloves are not only too wide, but also, like, they're too big. But it's still right here. Fit, like, is too small. So this is too big. This is too small. And they, like...
They cut off like, really close on your wrist.
I'm basically the OJ of intergalactic space. These gloves do not fit. Johnny Cochran, get me off. I got a problem. And... Even though I can't wear it, even though it will happen at some point, the badge, God bless the internet, came with the hat! Guys, but I can't wear it. Look, I look. Everybody!
I mean, look, for manning the Imperial drive-thru, you're sold. Check. Looking good.
That looks great.
Full fries with your Imperial burger.
Hello, welcome to McVader's. Can I take your order?
There you go. Awesome.
I'm just gonna
just wear it for the rest of the show.
I'm so happy, everyone.
I just want people from the front page to tune in and just be like, who is this fucking nerd that's dressed up?
Hi, everybody. Hi.
You gotta talk like that too, though.
Oh, I will. I'm just gonna be like, I can't wait to get those guys. It's gonna be crazy. No. Let's take out those rebels, you know what? Come on!
Time for tickle torture!
I'm super excited!
There you go. That's that.
Welp.
That's that. Jesse, what have you been up to besides getting an amazing costume?
Preparing for PAX, man. I'm excited.
Yeah?
Trying to get work done. You know, the huge...
When are you getting to PAX? Thursday?
Oh, I get there on the 20th. I'm there for a few days beforehand.
Okay. Wait, are you doing the... Oh, you're probably doing something else. Hell no. You're not doing the driving shit, right?
No, doing the Jesse Cox goes to Boston for a few days thing and doesn't do anything.
Well, hey, I get there Wednesday and Thursday. I don't have a pal. So if you want to cruise around Boston, I'm down.
Cool. I'll be around.
I don't have shit to do till that night, so...
Excellent.
There you go. Cool stuff. Stripping, what have you been up to? Besides Dark Souls.
And same, man.
I guess Dark we talked Souls to you yesterday a little bit.
Getting ready for PAX, trying to get my shit sorted. I've got to leave like 3 days early. I've got to leave on Tuesday, so.
Yeah.
I've got that fucking driving thing.
Yep, you got to get up at 5 a.m. and be finished at 7 p.m. It's a great schedule you guys worked into that contract. You guys knocked that one out of the park.
Regret is all I have.
Yep. Pretty good.
That's me.
Short and sweet. I like it. Pocket, what are you eating?
A sandwich.
Oh, can I just say, right before we went live, she walked over to her desk and ate shit. Like, legit.
I was, like, really worried you were going to fall and, like, badly hurt yourself.
Wait, she fell?
Yeah, I fell.
Yeah, she, like, tripped into a desk. It was great.
Oh.
Like, a minute before we started.
Well, you got, like, tile floors, right?
I was going to blame Jesse. No, this is carpet.
That's carpet?
Yeah, it's a carpet over carpet.
Oh,
bro,
that's
it's
your
carpet. Over carpet.
Yeah, this is like my carpet that I laid down, and I laid it down because
I thought you were like playing from a boutique or something.
No.
Right now,
there's an entire hair salon right next to her.
They were actually analyzing my room and asked, like, talking about it before we started.
We were. Just because we're catty bitches doesn't mean you have to call us out on it.
They were asking how many I don't even know how camera angles work, unless you're talking about that desk, which is crafting.
We were trying to work out if, like, that is your desk, Because you weren't in the room. We're trying to work out if there was a mirror behind you that was just mirroring your desk.
Oh,
why
okay.
would someone have like, a desk yeah, behind them in front of them?
Yeah, I guess it would kind of look like that.
Because you have the mirror true. on the yeah, that actually does look like it.
That is a mirror, but no, that's my crafting table because it's separate. So I don't want it like separate.
Because
it's
separate.
Let's explain it. I don't want like paint and stuff separate. All over my that makes all sense. Over my like.
Yeah, like us. Stuff. Yeah, us schlubs. We just get fucking glitter all over everything. But Pocket's got it under control. She has a separate desk.
For he has a glitter you corner.
Know, yeah, you don't.
Yeah, I have a glitter corner. It all goes yes. there. That's,
there you
yeah.
go.
Come on.
There you go.
But yeah. So I've been doing a lot of moving lately. So I haven't really been doing much. I'm going to PAX, but I don't really need to get ready. I only have one thing going on while I'm at PAX, and the rest is going to be spent chilling and going to parties.
That's the way to do it.
So, gonna get drunk. Anyway.
You are too young and vibrant for me. Your life is ahead of you. I'm on the way out. I look at parties at PAX and I'm like, oh, fuck me. I gotta go to these things.
That's what I'm like. That's exactly
And you're
me.
Like, I'm so excited. I'm like, oh, jeez.
That was me like 5 years ago.
For this shit.
Yeah. That was
I'm
me
so
5 years
excited.
Ago.
Oh, your life's so ahead of you. Oh, I'm jealous. You probably have gloves that fit. Oh,
I do, actually.
There you go.
Pocket getting all excited about parties. Jesse looking at coffin catalogs for his impending demise.
To be fair, I'm only excited because I don't have anything to do. I just have a meet and greet on Saturday, and that's it. So then I'm done.
That's actually the way to do PAX. That's the way to do any convention, yeah. really. Is no appointments. Fuck out. You just do whatever you want any day. It's great.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. It's going to be the first PAX that's been like that, too. So I'm kind of excited about just having nothing.
Be good times.
So yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Adam, what have you been up to?
Getting GMing, dude. Swan Song.
Yeah, this is your sixth show, right?
This thing, yeah, it's my six RPG this week. I'm done after this, and then it's PAX time. But yeah, big week for Swan Song. Played some West Marches yesterday, grossed some people out. It's a good time. And now you get to be the bad guys, and I have to make you do bad things. So it's gonna be good. It's
I mean,
nice
you're
to
still
already
the baddest guy. We just lose so bad first.
Yeah, I mean it's weird. So it's super weird GMing. I was doing GM prep for this yesterday. I was like making some notes about the game and thinking about. You know what I wanted to do, and I realized like it's super weird because now my job is not to be like, here's some scary people for you to overcome. It's like, here's some innocent people. How much do you want to torture them? Like, you know, like it's Star Wars, so the rebels are the good guys. You are bad. You are bad people, and
yes,
it's going to be interesting
go
seeing. It's going to be interesting seeing how bad you are. Okay, all right, yeah. The misunderstood space fascists. Totally.
Breakfast in my goals.
Yeah, but what if the space Nazis were okay people? What if then what?
Exactly.
So yeah, it's been interesting. It's been a challenge coming up with that plan. Steven and I sat down this week and talked a little bit about kind of a little mini game that I want to do between the groups. Once both groups reach contribution rank 1, which we'll talk about a little bit in the game, once you hit that point, then you'll be competing directly. So until then, it's just business as usual, but I'm working out a little system so that folks that are watching can track who's winning. So that should be it should be fun, I think.
Nice. Well, that was the shortest intro in... Well, no, that's not shortest intro to roleplay history. But we're good to go. We're done. My part of the show's over. Great.
Weird.
Great.
Hey, so, did you see what you've been doing, JP?
I've been packing and playing a lot of Overwatch and Dark Souls, not on stream. I've actually been co-oping in Dark Souls 3, which is more fun than it has any right to be. And it's only because everyone else is fucking really bad at that game. And you just get to see how bad people are. Like, people that are like...
I told I was good.
People are like 3/4 of the way through the game, and they're like in full starting gear, and they're just like, and the guy's name is like Greg. It's just like the most boring vanilla character of all time, and he's like 3/4 of the way through the game, just like, I'm Greg, and he just goes like this.
I was playing last night with two friends who were coping, and we got invaded by a Greg, and we spent maybe an hour just shape-shifting into objects and like following around the level, and then when he would turn around, we would just freeze.
Yeah,
and he would just walk straight past, and we just did it for like an hour. He must have been so frustrated.
Have you been? Have you been shapeshifted in the prison?
Yeah.
So you get like the little fucking helmet on the ground. You seen that one? So I didn't know that's what I turned into. That I got invaded, and then this fucking mage did that one spell that puts the six things above him that auto shoot, and I didn't know that those auto shoot on a target. So I'm like sitting invis, and he's like walking past me, and then all of a sudden the fucking five things just one shot me. Like, he just does full HP damage, and I'm just there on the ground dead as this little fucking helmet. And this guy has no right to kill me that way. I was very upset.
No right, but he did get some items from you.
He did, yeah. So, there you go. So that's what I've been doing. Adam, though, let's go ahead and jump into some balance power.
Yeah, let's get to it. So, so now that we're past the big intro bit for the first episode, we can talk about some of the reward stuff, you know, XP, how that works. I can hand out some points for y'all. So the way experience works in this is it's based on mission success. So when you complete a mission, you get 10 experience base. So all four of y'all get your 10 experience. And then you'll get another 5 experience if you follow your character's motivation throughout the mission. So if we've seen you take actions based on your character's motivation, which we figured out during character creation, you'll get more experience. And then I can hand out XP like one or two or whatever, just for like special scenes or, you know, you did a thing that was about your character, but not necessarily the mission. So I can reward you for that. And so I want to talk about motivations before we start so that the audience can know, if not what the motivation is, or what it's like caused by, but like at least what it is, because you all have a name and a kind of description for your motivation. So,
right.
Why don't we go through and I'll get everybody to just, I mean, like, again, we don't have to go too deep into the background, but just tell us what your motivation is and what you'll be rewarded, like what your character will be rewarded for if you play to it. Bell, do you want to go first? Sam?
Yeah, we'll just go around the horn. Sam, why don't you start?
Sure.
So Adam can fiddle with his mic.
So is motivation like my type?
No, it's under motivations on the first page under critical injuries. Remember we all chose that?
I don't think I chose a motivation. I did an obligation and a duty.
Aren't those the same thing, I think?
Oh, are they? Yeah. Everybody,
motivations
so,
is the category, and then there's is the header, and then there's category, and then type.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Did you guys
is that under character
that?
Info?
I didn't choose the motivation.
Oh my god, these failures! You guys never completed your characters.
I'm trying to find it.
Hold on, it's on the first page.
I've got yours right here, Bella. Your motivation.
All the way down.
Yeah, your motivation is a belief. The type is justice. And then there's a little description there.
Oh, yeah.
So Pocket's the bad one.
My motivation is justice. The character has a strong, unshakable sense of right and wrong. She sees the injustice of the rebellion through the galaxy. She's committed to seeing justice brought back to the Empire. And she wishes those who have betrayed the Empire to receive the punishment they deserve.
Damn, dog.
Yeah, that's right. So imperial rule is the correct rule, and these upstart rebels need to get what they deserve. They need to be put back in their place.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Do you want to? So basically, whenever we see your character fighting for what's right, you have a strong sense of like correct. Your character in Dungeons & Dragons terms would be like a lawful character. There's a way the universe works, and the Empire is on top for a reason, right? Divine rule or whatever, right? And so when we see you using that sense of justice in play to motivate your character, you'll get bonus experience at the end of the mission.
All right.
Cool. Jesse, do you want to talk about yours a little bit?
Theron Talon,
what motivates you?
So my category is beliefs again, and my type is progress. And basically, the quote that literally progress had, which was, disorder leads to chaos, chaos prevents progress. So I'm a guy who sees the Empire as like the only thing holding this shithole together, and you do whatever it takes to keep it together. So if that means murdering a million people to keep the galaxy in order, then so be it. Like, I just, yeah, it's justified evil.
Yeah, right. It's like you got this sort of Machiavellian, like, the end justifies the means, right? So you do what has to be done to maintain order for the good. And sometimes people are not smart enough to know what's good for them. And so you have to remind them.
Most people don't know. Most people don't know.
Yeah. Well, and that's fundamentally sort of what the Empire is built on, right? Like, Palpatine's like, I know better than you do what's good for you, universe. So, cool. All right. And so those two mesh really nicely, right? Like, the Empire should be on top. That's the just thing to do. People need to be told what to do, and so the Empire is there to tell them. And then, Otto, what's your motivation?
So mine is a quest, and this was all randomized. I think you guys chose yours, right? Jesse and Stripper?
Yeah. I don't remember, but I'm going to say yes.
Okay. I did the random dice roll, and this is what came up, which is real stupid. the category is quest. The type is a Jedi. And the description is the Great Jedi Purge that started with Order 66 at the end of the Clone Wars deprived the galaxy of the single most important source of justice and peacekeeping known as, at least as far as the play character is concerned. He seeks to destroy the light of the Jedi to the galaxy. So he's going to continue that.
Yeah, Order 66 is kind of a secret still. The Empire's propaganda machine had lots of different explanations for why the Jedi went away. Usually it's like infighting, blaming the Jedi for being, you know, manipulative and controlling, and there was some sort of schism and they all killed each other. It's no big deal. Let's move on. But maybe your character knows some seed of the truth, right? That the Jedi Order were trying to get rid of law and order in the universe, right? They wanted to take over and rule over the common people as a sort of magical superclass because they have access to the Force and lightsabers and the special training that the average person doesn't. And so Order 66, maybe in your mind and among those people who still kind of know the truth of it, was a tool used by the Emperor to protect people from the tyranny of the Jedi. It was a good thing that protected us from what could have been a much worse future. And so, you know, maybe, and we'll figure this out, we'll learn this as we play, maybe you know something that other people don't, that there are still, you know, Jedi hiding out there, especially after the death of Lord Vader and the fleeing of the Rebel Skywalker.
Suppose you know, he's death. Using... Suppose the death. Suppose we don't know that. Death of the Emperor. We don't know that. Okay. Propaganda.
Right. After the horrible assault on the Death Star, because it's incontrovertible the Death Star is destroyed, and the assassination attempt on the Emperor, there may still be Jedi out there hiding, ready to rise up and start their attack again. So Otto, for whatever reasons, personal or political, has in mind this sort of quest to keep that from happening, to protect people from the Jedi, which is kind of cool. Your character Puckett, Lena, you're a little bit different, right, than these ones, because these guys are, you know, Imperials born and bred, and we're slowly learning that maybe Lena is not in that position. So what's going on with your character motivation wise?
I don't have motivation yet. Do I need to roll for it?
So we can, you can roll for it, or we can talk about how that works. So characters in Age of Rebellion have a reason that they are they're working with the Empire.
Would that be like blackmail?
Yeah, wasn't there? What don't yeah. we have a reason for that?
Yeah, spoiler? It was blackmail.
So you're well. So we saw a little bit.
You kind of revealed that already.
Yeah.
Just say
so. Yeah, so that can be used for your motivation, right? Because we don't have to always pick from a list. You've got it listed on the sheet under obligation, but just move that to your motivation.
Okay.
Your motivation is to what? Do you want to just tell us? Like, you don't have to go into the details because we'll learn that.
My motivation is that I joined the Empire or offered my service to the Empire in return for something else, and because of that, I became in debt to them, and now they basically hold something of mine hostage from me, and I have to do what they say. And my motivation is to be able to not be in that position anymore.
Oh. Right. Yeah. So rather than having a direct duty to the Imperial cause, you are a weapon in the hands of the Empire.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's cool because you're dangerous as hell.
Which is maybe why, like, they decided, no, we're gonna keep you. You can't just come over here. So
yeah, I like that idea too. So yeah, so playing those motivations will award you extra experience points, which you'll be able to spend on skills and further improvements to your characters, buying additional stuff from the talent trees, that kind of thing. The other thing that we're going to be tracking as we play is your duty to the Empire. This is how kind of important. How important you are to the cause, right? So this would be how high command sees you as a group, and how they recognize your contribution. And right now you have a 0 in your contribution rank. You're just still kind of like low level operatives doing missions, and you don't have a lot of autonomy. They're just going to send you to do things, and that's kind of how it goes. But as this climbs, your group will—you'll get more autonomy as the contribution rank builds, and that's all based on your collective duty to the Empire. So at character creation, you started with 20. Some of you reduced it to get extra weapons and XP and that kind of stuff. So the total—I think we talked about this a little bit. Paki, you're the only one that reduced your duty, which makes sense, right?
Yeah, I thought it was increased it, like, because my magnitude is now 20 or something.
Yeah, it started at 20, and it goes down. So if you spent, like, 10 points, it goes down to 10.
So it's at 10.
Yeah, it's at 10. Yeah. And everybody else is at 20. So as a group, you have 70 points. Once it hits 100, your contribution rank goes up. And you'll get these points as sort of side bonuses on top of experience. It's like team experience. So if I say, you know, you get 5 duty points for completing the mission, another 5 for doing a side objective. As all that adds up, the group's rank will reach 100, and then it'll roll over. And part of what I do as my prep for the game for determining the mission is that I roll on a table, and the person with the most duty has a higher likelihood of having something from their character's history or whatever come into the game. So before I do this, I'm gonna do it all in secret so that I'm not just like, today is this character's episode. I'll roll on the table and we figure out who's in that spot for each episode. So you want to increase that, because the higher your contribution rank, the more the Empire will give you stuff to work with. You'll get more stormtroopers to command, more resources, spaceships, that kind of stuff. So there's kind of two ways that your characters will advance. Experience for the characters. And I'll give everybody 15 experience to work with. And then duty as a group, which contributes to your rank in the Empire.
Wait, what? So what? Wait, what's up? Yeah. We get 15 XP for what now?
15 XP for the last session, because you completed a mission and everybody played their characters like really strongly, and then we'll kind of look at
it. Wait, 15 XP?
What was the 10
XP
from earlier? Or is it now 15?
For completing, it's 10 for completing the mission, and then 5 for each of you.
God bless you. God bless you, you sweet prince.
Yeah, so you got 15.
Thank you.
Yeah. Cool, cool. All
right.
Yeah. So the first thing we do in every session is we roll those destiny dice. So let's start there.
Now, are we rolling for dark side or light side here?
Pop open your character. I will clear the pool.
Are we rolling for dark side or light side here?
Let's for the sake of the sheets, because when I use them, they count as like dark side points. But let's just keep them as they are. Generate these points. Give me 1 second to clear the pool. All right. And y'all can roll.
How do you roll? Oh, roll destiny, though.
Okay. Yep. What happens when I hit sync pool?
It'll
sync it with
him. It'll grab the pool. I just gotta clear it here. 1 second.
Jeez.
I know.
Sink in the pool.
Wait, so we use light side points?
I mean, not really.
Just in your head, flip it.
The sake of the sheet, because the sheet assumes that you're light side.
All right.
Roll for that destiny. Oh my god.
Well, oh my god.
Thanks there. Thank you. Thanks.
Oh god.
Hey,
I'm doing work. That's fine. Right, I'm doing work. Way.
Can't help, I'm just so evil.
I'm doing work.
Roll it.
Okay, so we got two light, one dark so far.
Pocket roll.
Kind of the dark side for me.
Give me the dark side. Fuck!
Oh! God, no, we need the light side.
That's right.
It's good for you.
Fuck yeah.
I know, it's fuck confusing, yeah. but yeah. Light side. We'll just think of them as player side and GM side. So we start the game with a pretty distinct advantage in your favor. Y'all have 4 points.
Yeah.
And I have 2 to work with at the beginning. As I spend mine, you'll get them. And as you spend them, I'll get the back. So they'll go back and forth. And so that's where we begin. So I think that we'll start the game. Y'all are based on you're a mobile unit of operatives, right? You're essentially a special ops team. You get moved from system to system. You don't have like a specific base yet. Maybe once you reach a higher rank, you can choose a planet and start your own base from there. But for now, you're assigned to a Star Destroyer. You're currently assigned to the Relentless. It's a Star Destroyer that's seen some battles. It was one of the few ships that was able to get away from the Battle of Endor. It's seen some shit, and it's currently captained by a naval officer, Captain Dorja. Mm-hmm. He's technically in control. Captain Dorja is in control of the Relentless, but you report to an ISB officer name of Willem Fox. Agent Fox is Theron, your direct supervisor, and then you kind of command this team. He's the one that gives you your missions, and keeps you on track.
What is his rank? God, what a nerd question. What is this character's rank?
Well, it's important. It's important. So, he...
I'm gonna know this.
I guess he
Hold on. What is this character's rank?
He technically outranks the captain of the ship, so he's probably Commander Fox.
Great.
So Commander Fox is the onboard ISB officer. And he gives you your missions, though the Captain Dorja, often is the one giving the details about the mission to kind of keep things looking like he's the one in control. So this is probably some weeks after you've been debriefed. Your prisoner from the last mission was taken off for processing. You're currently, we see the Relentless in orbit over a city planet, like a large, like it's dark now on the side that we see, so you can see the sort of sparkling lights of buildings just covering the whole world. It's a small planet. You're still out on the outer rim. This isn't obviously Coruscant because it's being controlled by the filthy Republicans, but we see the ship, we see the Relentless come into frame, and we see the group of you in a briefing room. Captain Dorja is there. He's sort of mid-briefing. I think the Imperial Security is not present for this. This is a sort of like run-of-the-mill mission briefing. And he's finishing up saying... something about like, you know, thankfully for your thank you for your service in the attack on the Republic base in the asteroid field. We have intelligence reports coming in that we've cleared them out completely, and in fact have managed to ensnare some of those returning to their base in a trap, and so we were able to capture some additional captives. It was a grand mission all told. You've done a fine job. And I've been authorized to redeploy you. And in the middle of the room, the holo display shows the planet. And Captain Dorja says, "We've tracked some Republic commandos to this place. The system is Terrace. It's nothing special. We have some operatives here, but." Well, we're still on the outer rim, but these small fights are, and kind of scowls. And you can see, I think, Taryn, you know, like he hates it out here. Like Captain Dorja wants to be in the shit. He wants to be like fighting the big battles and like being a part of the glory. But for some reason, he and you have been dumped out on the outer rim. Terrace is kind of a garbage planet. Like it was a city and a big deal a long time ago, but kind of has like lost interest and just become a population center. There are a lot of people here, but it doesn't hold a lot of it doesn't hold a lot of import in the current conflict. But apparently, according to Dorja, there's they've been tracking rebel signals here. And High Command has issued an order to the ship to deploy your team to discover the source of the signal and to root out the Republic operatives on this planet. It's not a glamorous job. It's not a commando raid on a rebel base, but these things have to be done. The Terrace has a populace, and the populace works for the Empire, and if we lose the people, then we lose the labor, and if we lose the labor, then we lose the ability to continue the fight. So while this might be an unglamorous job, it's a job that needs to be done for the Empire. And you can hear when Dorja is explaining this to you that you can hear him kind of like building himself up. He's like, yeah, no, we have to do this. It's important. But you can see he's a little frustrated. So he says, you'll be given a squadron of stormtroopers, take them to the planet, squeeze who you must, find out where these Republic commandos are and exterminate them. That's all. You can see him sort of stand up, like, I have more important things to do than have this conversation. He doesn't even give you pause, like, for questions, though, if you want to say anything, now's the time.
I'm an Imperial officer. I don't say shit. I do my job.
Yeah, I don't think any of us say anything. When he stands up, I stand up and salute.
Yeah, yeah. Stand excellent. Up. You stand up, you salute, you do your job.
Yeah.
Like, we ain't rebels. We ain't going to be like, this is like shooting womp rats back home.
Excuse me.
Oh, yeah, no, we can do this.
This mission sounds like suicide.
Nope.
We're
good. Well, I think he's actually kind of impressed, right? Because he's like expecting you to gripe about it. But when you don't, he's like, good. I have good men on this team. And he salutes you. And he says to you, Theron, he says, all the intelligence that you'll need about our current operations on the planet are available in your quarters. Make what preparations you need to. You'll find your squadron in the hangar bay. And he turns on his heel and heads for the bridge.
Okay. When the door shuts behind him.
Yeah.
Now, Jesse, are you commander or are you captain? What is... Because I think I was between the two in the first episode.
You just called him sir because you didn't know what to call him.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Technically...
That's a great question. I think it should be commander, but I have no clue. I have no clue what my rank is.
Yeah, so your rank is derived from the group's like contribution rank. So at rank zero, you're not going to be anybody important yet. So it's going to be fairly low. I think that agent is like the neutral term that you would use to refer to like agent talent. He outranks you, but probably only sort of informally. None of you really have a considered rank yet.
Okay.
You're all agents. But he's the one in charge. He's sort of like squad leader.
Okay. So yeah, when the door like slides shut behind him and I turn and say, Agent Talon, do we need the stormtroopers?
Oh God. Yeah, no, I turn back to him and say, of course we need the stormtroopers. Someone has to die, and then turn around and go the other way, back to my quarters to get all the information.
Okay. When he turned, I just kinda like narrow my face down and put a grin on. And then I say, I'll go see to them, and I like turn, walk out, start heading towards the bay.
Yeah, I go with all it.
Quick question, and I know this is, again, nerd moment. Are we going with KOTOR still being canon, or is this going with, like, the new story where KOTOR didn't happen? Because Tarsus is a known planet. Sorry, everyone. Tarsus is a known planet from a video game, and a lot of shit happened there, and I know a lot of stuff, and I'm just saying, if this is the same planet, we could be in a lot of trouble, and I just want to know. Thank you.
That's a totally fair question.
You know, it would have been fine if you didn't say it like that. Now you look like a nerd.
For the hound.
I'm sorry, but I just need to know
that.
Where's
the hat? It's not so believable.
If the rest of you would just like to, you know, go get a beer or make yourself a sandwich or whatever, Jesse and I are going to talk about Star Wars for a little while. So why don't you make a roll for that?
I have to roll to know if this is in canon.
No, you gotta roll to. You gotta roll to see what
you know.
See what Theron Talon knows about Terrace.
Oh, I'm asking you as Jesse Cox.
Oh, Jesse's not gonna. Jesse's not gonna get an answer for me.
Jesse Cox doesn't exist. What are you talking about?
No. There is no Jesse. Only no. Talon.
All right. So this is Outer Rim World.
Yeah. Why don't you make an Outer Rim knowledge test? Put two difficulty dice in your pool. Put two purples in your pool.
Give me two perps in the pool. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. I like you needed that to make this not work. All right.
Use a destiny point.
Oh, you've.
Ignore the force dice.
You gotta remove the force dice. Yeah, how did you roll the force dice? What?
But you did succeed.
I don't know. Wait, how did I roll the force dice?
That's probably
possible.
It's probably still in the pool. You can clear it.
You still succeeded though.
Yeah, you still succeed. We'll just ignore those results because they don't do anything to the pool. You didn't succeed, but you got an advantage. So you know something peripherally related, but you don't really know about Terrace specifically. I think, yeah, you don't know what to anticipate, but you've heard the name before. There was a time where I think immediately following the destruction of the first Death Star, you remember seeing it on a list of possible like places to retreat to. With high enough population that they could recruit from and build up new stormtrooper reserves there. But as for the planet itself, its history, that kind of stuff, Theron does not know.
Can you say if it's canon or not canon? give me one of those two, because it changes a lot here, Steven. It changes a lot.
Well, I was gonna, but then you called me Steven, and so now your character has a heart attack in the hallway.
That actually did just happen. Yeah, shit.
It's fair. That's fine. Look, no. I'm just gonna have to keep calling you Steven in order to make this right. I'm sorry. Meanwhile, somewhere Steve's like,
yeah. You know, it's okay. Because you were, desperate and frustrated and begging, and that's often the thing that I've had to do with Steven as well. Like, come on, be fair, Steven.
It's absolutely true. I've had to yell at him more than you. It's just look, you're getting in on the ground floor. You're getting in on the ground floor of me overthinking and analyzing everything. This happens every time. Really, really, now you're inaugurated.
It's like watching Captain Nita try to beg for his life after Vader has decided he's died. No, it's
I'd like to use a force point to keep myself from being punished.
So, this is a question both of the planet and kind of the universe at large. I'm picking some stuff from canon and some stuff not to keep it a little unpredictable. Generally though, yeah, KOTOR, most of that stuff I think is staying in canon because it was such a long time ago.
All right, cool, great.
Okay.
Thank you. Wait, hold on. Adam.
There you go. Yeah. So you want to go back to your room and check out the intelligence packet that you got. What are you doing, Belle and Otto and Lena?
I'm going to look on the stormtroopers just to check in. She said they're in the hangar.
Yeah, I'm going to go look to the hangar as well and check on the ride we're going to be taking out.
Okay.
So I'm going to be preparing, basically, to leave.
Okay.
And sounds I think good. Bell's
Bitches, I'm out now. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, Bell's going to the hangar, but she's going to just do, like, inventory on the troops and on them.
Yeah.
Okay. So the three of you head to the hangar? Cool. Okay. Yeah. So we get a shot of the inside of the hangar, and it's all regimented troops of stormtroopers doing drills. There are TIE fighters all sort of docked in their cradle, and you see a team of a dozen stormtroopers outside a Lambda shuttle that's been readied for you. So taking a look at the shuttle. It looks like a standard outfit, shuttle, nothing special about it, enough to hold you, your stormtroopers. It's got the usual weapon accompaniment. Now, the planet, and we can cut back to Theron, like, the planet is, it's under Imperial control. It's still a loyal planet, though its it's Moff, the dude in charge, Moff Kian Rilcott. Moff Rilcott is not well considered among the rest of his peers. He's considered kind of a wimp. He's been doing okay keeping control of the planet, but there hasn't really been that much going on. His political record is nothing special. You can see kind of like a flat line throughout his past where he's like, he went to the academy and participated in some not very big deal battles and then, you know, became a lesser governor and then became a moff and was assigned to Terrace. And he makes sure that, you know, the taxes come in, but yeah, he's nothing special, certainly. Is there anything you're looking for particularly in your like intelligence reports?
Well, we're clearly there to find rebel sympathizers, yes. So I would,
yeah,
I would be looking to see if there was any sort of information in regards to that. If anyone knew any leads where we could, you know, where, I mean, clearly, if it's come to us that there's rebel sympathizers, then there must be clues and hints as to where they're operating out of and who is part of this group or who's been accused of being part of it.
Yeah. So the thing that's drawn you to the planet, and this has been an issue throughout the galaxy since the destruction of the Death Star. The terrorist attack on the Death Star. You're welcome. Since then, there's been general sort of civil unrest in lots of systems, and Terrace is no exemption to that rule. There hasn't been like armed uprising yet, but there is a fear that if the rebel presence is allowed to grow, that might be the case, and you don't want to lose Terrace, despite not being a huge priority militarily as a target. They're sending you here because intelligence has decrypted signals from, you know, nearby Republic ships to this planet. So there is at least if not multiple cells of rebel operatives here, and they need to be weeded out, and the Moff is not capable of that, and so they're sending you in. And it's time for Security Bureau to take an active hand in this.
Okay. So is there any information as to where we should start, or do we need to go see the Moff first?
Yeah, so you'll be liaising with the local system Moff. You'll be staying at his facility, that's where you would start. And debriefing him about what intelligence he has on activity on the planet is the place to start for sure.
Okay, then that's what we'll do.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, so if there's no other preparation from the team, Otto, did you want to talk to the stormtroopers, or you just want to check to see if they're ready?
I just go and check to see if they're ready, and stormtroopers are stormtroopers, so there's not really anything. I'm not looking to get like a background of everyone because I don't honestly care in character
sure.
and out of character.
Yeah, of course.
And so then I guess I just go into the ship and make sure that everything's in order for Lana. And the ship's running fine, et cetera, et cetera.
Like, you walk in, and I'm already, like, kickbacked. Everything's ready whenever people are on board and ready to leave.
Okay.
I'm just sort of relaxing.
Yeah, if I walk in and see, like, that, I just say, like, I'm forgetting Jesse's name. I say, Theron would not be happy to see you like that.
I sort of turn back, and I go, it'll be fine. We'll be fine. Are they ready? Are the troopers ready? Are we getting them on? Are we leaving soon? Like, I seem just very impatient.
I just turn and like, very sternly and calmly just say, we're waiting for Agent Theron. He'll be here soon. I go back to whatever I'm messing with on the desk. Maybe I'm, like, putting a gun together or taking it apart.
Right.
And I lower my feet and sit up straight. So like, even though I didn't want to, like, say that I was like, oh gosh, I really just don't want to get my ass beat today. So I sit up straight and just wait.
Yeah.
Cool.
Or my awesome. Face slammed into a thing again, whatever happened last time. Yeah.
So Belle, what are you doing? Are you still out with the troops?
Yeah, so I was kind of like my little data pad, and I was taking inventory and headcount and that kind of stuff.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. So there's a dozen stormtroopers, and their commander, their like squad leader, is designated TK-161. So 161's your go-to guy. He's the guy that commands the troopers, and you give him commands.
Cool.
So he lets you know that they're ready to go whenever you are, and are standing guard. So you can command them to leave whenever you're ready.
I think once that's told to Bellside, I just comms they're on and just say we're ready whenever you are. And maybe I sit back in a chair and kick my legs up as well and like glance over towards Lana and I say, you know you can do that until he gets here, right? And just like lean my head back.
Just sort of like flip him off and just lean back but don't kick my feet up again.
Yeah, no, I am relaxed is fine.
Yeah.
I am relaxed. Is he here yet?
Then we're just waiting.
Cool. Okay. So before you Talon, before you get to the ship, you're walking down the hallway and you get a lot of like, you know, salutes from the officers as they walk by and there's an obvious scene of like recognition from sort of your underlings. They know who you are and on this ship you're decently respected, right? You're not gonna get like a bridge crew officer saluting you, but the stormtroopers recognize your authority. And as you're headed towards the docking bay, you see coming towards you, Commander Fox, your superior, in the ISB. Fox is an older guy. He's been in the ISB for a long time. He's a storied history. There's rumors about kind of where he came from, but, in his recent career, he's been really instrumental in keeping the Empire together after, what befell it. There are some who are saying that he, he's angling for whatever is to come after the Emperor. He's a very politically motivated individual. So he's older. It's the Empire, so he's like a white dude with a British accent. Has kind of like a hawkish look to him, like a long sort of pointy nose, receding hairline. His hair is still black, but starting to go gray. And he wears the uniform of the ISB proudly, right? Like some ISB officers stay on the DL and pretend to be other branch troops, but he's like, nope, I'm part of ISB. You should fear me. I'm a big deal. And so you can see him. He makes eye contact with you, and he's walking towards you down the hall.
Well, Adam, what I do is I stop and stand at attention and salute him. Mm-hmm. And either wait for him to pass me or stand there until he decides to talk to me because I'm a good Imperial officer and you don't do stupid things to the Empire.
Yeah.
Wow. Whoa.
So he stops. He stops in front of you and he turns and he returns your salute. And he says, at ease, Agent. I wanted to speak with you before you got on that shuttle going down to the surface of the planet. When you see the moth, yes?
And I only slightly relax and say, hard to be at ease in such troubling times, sir. But yes, we are off to see the moth.
He nods and he says, Terrace is an important planet for us. Or will be once we're forced to retreat from the core. Things are not going well there, and I need you to pay special attention to something for me, Agent. Do you think you can do that?
Of course, sir.
Moff Railcott. He, like, sneers when he says it, as if saying the man's name is, like, disgusting. Like, he has a bad taste in his mouth. He says, Moff Railcott is a slug of a man. He has no spine. I am almost certain that he's in bed with the rebels. But I need proof. I need you to find it for me.
And Talon gives like a little smirk, and he acknowledges what he says with a nod, and then follows with, "Even rebel sympathizers have their uses, sir. I'm sure we'll find one for him."
He nods solemnly, and he says, be certain that you do. keep Rilcott alive. I'd like to have a conversation with him. Find out what he's been up to. Bring him to me. And I think you get the implication here that it's like, even if Rilcott's not actually up to something, bring him to the ISB.
Okay.
All right. So he salutes you and he says, "You're dismissed, agent."
Everyone Skype froze for just a sec there. But
yeah, everyone Skype froze.
I was like, wait, I didn't hear anything.
No one heard Adam's last line, but we just said,
here's okay. Here's the thing.
Yeah, I know. I was like, wait, am I the only one that
It doesn't matter if I heard the line or not. I know what I need to do. Yeah. I know what needs to happen.
Yeah, he wants him gone regardless, right?
So being a bad guy is very easy. There's no gray. It's all black and white. I got it covered.
All right. Good. Yeah, so he gives you a salute in dismissal, and then turns and heads off to do whatever it is he needs to do.
And then I hurry along to the shuttle, because we got a moth to talk to.
What is that guy's name that you just talked to?
He's Commander Willem Fox.
Willem Star Fox.
The guy that just ordered you to take down the moth?
Star Fox.
Yeah. Fox, yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. Also, Adam, if you could, after every communication with him, if you could just have him end with "good luck," I'd be happy with
that. Yeah.
Definitely on it.
From now on.
Okay.
You're dismissed. Right. Good luck.
Good luck.
So you barrel roll your way to the...
just rolling down the hall.
Roll off to the ship. And cool. Yeah, and so you go and you get back to the... to where the ship is, the shuttle. And, your crew is there. They're loading the stormtroopers on board. Mm-hmm. Do you have...
I'm standing now, but I'm, like, standing next near the pilot's area.
Yeah, I think maybe I see Thrawn coming from, like, the window of the ship or something, so I go downstairs to greet him outside.
Bell's on the ship now with 161. Just basically relaying the mission objectives to him. And the stormtroopers are like sitting in the cargo bay, six on each side.
So what do you tell 161? Like, all he knows is that you're they're under your command and that they're to follow your orders, and you're the tactician. So for now, what do you tell him? Just like stay close to you, or where's that conversation?
I just keep it sweet. I elaborate that the objective of the mission is to find rebel sympathizers. Information is our top priority. Keep your eyes peeled. And that we're going to go and meet them off as soon as we land.
Cool. Okay, so yeah, he salutes you and he says, "You just tell us who to shoot, ma'am." Sorry. "You just tell us who to shoot, ma'am."
Wonderful.
All right, so yeah, he turns to his troops and basically just starts giving them commands to like get ready for leaving. So they're all sitting in and buckling into the ship.
Outside, when Thrawn approaches, I'm standing there, arms at the side, and just say, "Agent Thrawn, the crew is ready for you, whenever you are."
I just sort of nod and walk into the ship and just. Don't even say go.
Hands
behind
your back.
No, the second just he does that, I just like follow in line and follow up into the ship.
And as he walks into the ship, I sort of like straighten up and I go, "Sir." And then I just immediately turn around and walk to the seat and I'm ready to go.
Completely ignore her.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Just ignore.
I like shut the loading bay door or whatever that we walked up on and sit down, and then Skype freezes. So that's cool. And then we just go.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay. Yeah. So you get on the get on board. You can see the who's piloting the ship.
I am.
Yeah, okay. Lana.
All right. So yeah. So Lana, we see you flipping switches, and the camera pans out, and we see the shuttle lift up off the deck. The wings unfold, and it flies out through the magnetic barrier, and your TIE fighter escorts you know, come flying in beside you, because you can't have a shuttle leave without a couple of TIE fighters to watch your back, just in case. And, yeah, we watch you, the arc of the ship, fly down towards the planet. And, yeah, and we see Terris kind of grow in the shot. And like I described before, it's, like, kind of smoggy. It's the whole planet is covered in city. And I think what we see before we go to break, as you come flying into the atmosphere on the docking pad, it's one of those sort of like long walkways and a circular pad. There's like graffiti and kind of trash everywhere. There's obvious that there's been like a real degradation, even on the upper city here, of Imperial Order. There's I think that as you land, we see a pillar, and there's the feet up to the knees of like a statue of maybe the Emperor. Like it's broken off and there's rubble all around the base and spray painted on the base over the plaque is like in big blue letters. Of course it's like in Star Wars writing, but we can read it because whatever. In Orabesh is written like for the Republic. And so your ship lands amidst this kind of like rubble and graffiti. And that's probably where we go to our first break.
Awesome.
I think.
All right.
Cool. Let's take our first break. We'll come back. Still 3 hours left to go here on episode 3 of Balance Power. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. See you then.